ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Prices shift, petrol jumps, shares fall. A company cuts jobs, and suddenly the business story is everyone's story.
I'm Alan Kohler.
And I'm Carrington Clark. From Monday to Thursday on ABC Business Daily, we break down the biggest stories in business, finance, and the economy, and why they matter.
Then on Fridays, I'll go deeper on That's Business, the people making decisions, taking risks, and shaping where the economy goes next.
Find it all in the ABC Business Daily feed on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a nation, it's a sport we love, Aussie rules, but it comes with a risk of head knocks for those who play it. And new figures reveal a big increase in the number of players known to have the brain disease, CTE, after their deaths. Today, Four Corners reporter Jess Halloran on her investigation. And a warning, this episode mentions suicide. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Jess, we're going to be looking at the science of CTE, this really awful brain disease linked to head knocks. But first, why don't you tell me about Mick Loudon?
Yeah, Nick Loudon was this incredible young footy player who had been playing since the age of six. He was really talented. He had won five Best and Fairest as a junior. And he really was on his way. He ended up being selected for this elite junior AFL team called the Gippsland Power. Mm. And that takes a lot to be able to be selected for a team like that. And Nick was really doing very well in that team. And then in 2017, he suffered a hit late in a game that was just devastating.
He went up for a mark and it looks like he's had his legs taken out from underneath him, and then he's just come down, hit his head on the ground. Tell he was out for a couple of seconds.
Okay, and you spoke to his parents, Kerry and Tony Loudon. Just tell me what they said about that moment.
So they saw this hit happen in the fourth quarter of a game in late August in 2017, and Nick, he really was knocked out. But what happened then was Nick Loudon was taken off, but then he was returned to play. Mm. He should never have been put back out again, but he was.
I think I said to you, I said, oh, Nick's back on. He played, but he didn't really have any impact on the game. When we went in after they won, you could see his eyes were rolling. I thought, he's not even here with us.
And after the game, we have footage of him, you know, unable to even remember the Gippsland Power team song. He was sort of looking up at this board where the team song was written, and he was trying to read the words and sing the words. You could see he was already suffering memory loss. And his parents said his personality really started to change after that concussion.
We noticed over the next 12 months he started to deteriorate. And he was a healthy, strapping young man, and he'd keep getting flu-like symptoms.
Sensitivity
to light. Mood changes, depression, which was absolutely horrendous for a young man, that he had so much going for him to have depression. We couldn't understand it.
Yeah, well, so he's 17 years old. He's suffered this big concussion. He did keep playing AFL after that, didn't he? At quite an elite level. But he couldn't get to the AFL competition where he really wanted to go because he was still suffering some pretty terrible mental health symptoms.
Yeah. Kerry and Tony said he used to be a very highly motivated young man and he was struggling with his depression. And he was saying to his parents, I don't know what's wrong with me. What is wrong with my brain? He just could not understand why he couldn't move himself out of this incredibly low mood. He would go and see psychologists. He tried medication, but he would say to his mum, nothing is working.
He said, Mum, they're not working. He said, why am I like this? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with my brain?
Yeah, and then tell me what happened in 2023.
Well, by this stage, Nick, while he didn't make the AFL, he was playing for some really top footy clubs. But behind the scenes, he was still battling and he was still struggling. And by 2023, he died by suicide.
And I'd like the AFL to know what it was like the day we found him. No one can put that into words, but after we found him, we just laid with him and cried because we couldn't let him go. And I don't think they understand what that's like for a parent.
Okay, so Jess, the thing is also about CTE, and this is such a terribly sad case, but it can only be diagnosed after death. So Nick's parents wanted to learn more about what happened to him, so they did agree to donate Nick's brain for research. And what did they find?
Well, they found that he had CTE, and they had no idea what CTE was. And so what's happened since is Kerry and Tony Loudon have become very aware of what CTE is and are asking the question, why doesn't everybody know about this?